The feast that we keep today is a feast that has been kept for over 1,800 years. Now, of course, when things, logically, what other institution, what other entity and communion of any kind can say that they have been around for 1,800 years, much less 2,000 years? There's only one, and we are it, the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And the saint that is celebrated today, a great hero to the Romans, and of course to Rome, the church is Roman, the center of the church is Rome, even today, with all the vicissitudes and nonsense that is going on in the world, the church is Roman, and we are Romans. And a hero of the Roman church is this little girl who was 12, maybe 13 years old. And of course, her name is Agnes. Saint Agnes of Rome, she is called because there are many other saints named Agnes. She was born of a Christian family, a Catholic family, in the year 291. And she grew up loving our Lord and offering herself, despite anything else, offering herself to our Lord Jesus Christ as his most pure bride. In other words, already then existed those consecrated virgins who eventually and already even then became nuns in monasteries. But some did not go into monasteries, and of course, St. Agnes was not able to. But at the same time, she was from a very wealthy family, and so there were many suitors. It was around that time, you know, when a girl was, and some of them were engaged even before they were born. But it was around that time, 12, 13, when girls begin to mature, and all the suitors come forth, especially because there was a good dowry and a good contract for them, for their families, and for their children as well. It was not just a selfish motive. And so many suitors came forth, and they were very upset because Agnes refused all of them. And she already had a very strong will. And so, and her parents honored it. And so, one or another, maybe several, turned her in to the government. And at this time, it was before the freedom of St. Constantine in 313, that Diocletian and Maximian were emperors, and the persecution against the church was one of the most ferocious. The one under Decius and under Nero were perhaps even more ferocious. And even under the great philosopher, Marcus Aurelius, who hated the church. And so, little Agnes was taken before the governor of Rome, the prefect of Rome, and she refused to convert to paganism, to abandon Christ. So first she was condemned to be corrupted in a brothel. She was stripped naked, and she prayed, and her hair grew so much that she was covered with her hair, and nobody could see her. And then nobody could touch her. Those who tried to abuse her in any way, they were rendered, first of all, blind. Some of them dropped dead. And then the emperor decided that she would have to be killed nevertheless. So she was tied to a post to be burnt, and put surrounded by wood, and the wood refused to burn. So then the legionary in charge of the particular job decided to take matters into his own hand, and he cut her head off immediately. And that head today is in the magnificent church of San Agnese all'Agone, St. Agnes in Agony, in the middle of one of the most beautiful piazzas in Rome. And also, her body is in the church, in the Basilica of St. Agnes outside of Rome. extramuros, outside the walls of Rome. A couple of days later, the story doesn't end. In fact, it's still not ended. For you and me, it's still ongoing until we drop. Her half-sister, and it was actually the daughter of her wet nurse, Emma Anciana, came to the place where St. Agnes was killed. And of course, the Christians sopped up her blood and took her relics and so forth, as was the custom in those days. Saint Emma Anciana came to the place where her sister St. Agnes had been slain and martyred, and then she was caught, and she too was martyred, and of course she is a saint, a virgin and martyr of the early church. And of course St. Agnes is so famous and so popular that she was inserted right away into the canon of the Mass. And of course that's what it is to be canonized, that your name can be said in the canon of the Mass. Of course, we have millions of saints now. We can't say them all. We'd be here till the end of time, which perhaps we deserve to be, but we're not going to be here at the end of time. Nevertheless, St. Agnes, and of course that also authenticates not only her, but also the ancient character of the Mass and of the canon of the Mass. There have been changes here and there over the centuries, especially in the first 900 years, but nevertheless, it is the same canon which very much likely the apostles said after, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, who can boast such a thing? So we give thanks to God for St. Agnes and for her sister, St. Emerenciana, and also for our wonderful, holy Catholic faith, into which we have been inserted by the mercy of God, in which none of us deserves to be part of, because it is a gift from God, a mercy from God. Deo gratias. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.